know that. Everything is working for the dragon. Because you learn a little bit here, you learn a little bit that, this trick, that trick, and this will do this stuff. Yes?
The sun of the hot country warmed it. The cold humors went out of its limbs. It had been dead, and it revived. From astonishment, the dragon began to uncoil itself. By the stirring of that dead serpent, the people's amazement was multiplied 100,000-fold. That with amazement...
Amazement is not the word. Yes, amazement will do... for the text to make it beautiful. But the word is bewilderment. Tahayyur, and we know that's a special word for Rumi. Rumi will not tease with that word. Here, he doesn't go even to the Persian words for that, which will be shegeft, and he used. Here he will say tahayyur, means being in the state of bewilderment. That started to increase. Because first movement of the dragon could not be understood because it bewildered you. Something big, something strange is happening and you don't know what. Yes?
With amazement, they started shrieking and fled en masse.
Here again the word is tahayyur, means bewilderment. Yes?
With bewilderment, they started shrieking and fled en masse from astonishment. It set about bursting the bonds, and at the loud outcry, the bonds on every side went crack, crack. It burst the bonds and glided out from beneath. A hideous dragon roared like a lion. Many people were killed in a rout. 100 heaps were made of the fallen slain. The snake catcher became paralyzed with fear on the spot.
So what happened? Okay, everything now is the chaos. Now it's a lovely scene of that movie, of the story, right? Everybody's fleeing, it's like that King Kong breaking the chain and everybody is running away, and here there is no beautiful girl to cheat the stuff. What happened? Rumi went to the point to explain that what will happen. First movement, everybody is bewildered. Then they start to run away. And this dragon, it needed just that. It doesn't need any help anymore. All those chains and stuff, the dragon will cut it off. When the dragon is warm, when the ego is inflated, nothing could stop you. It will happen like this. Everybody is running away. Amazingly, you will see the snake catcher is stunned and doesn't know what to do. Yes?
The snake catcher became paralyzed with fear on the spot, crying, "What have I brought from the mountains and the desert?" The blind sheep awakened the wolf. Unwittingly, it went towards its Azrael. The dragon made one mouthful of that dolt. Blood drinking is easy for a Hajjaj.
What does that mean? Honestly, to you, nothing. How could it? What does it mean to you?
Hajjaj was always...
Yusuf ibn Hajjaj was that caliph that will cut the head of the people, 50 head between two prayers. He was that famous harsh fellow, a killer, and he was the head of Mu'tazile. And he's talking about it, and he knows what he's talking about. Because for him, the example of inflated ego is there. When you see a religious dictator, what do you see? See an inflated ego, because religion is supposed to be against dictatorship. Religion is supposed to give all the power to God, not a fellow. In the hand of a fellow will end like that because all the interpretation. What do, the dictators? Look around the history and you will find all dictators are religious people. Yes, sometimes religiously against the religion, but it's the same stuff. No, we're laughing. I know in my lifetime, the only pharaoh who was mummified was a fellow who was trying to say there is nothing after death. And he is there, and now these Russian people, they are paying the price to keep that stuff cold and right. Yeah. It's always religion, because we make our deepest belief a religion, and that will give us the best excuse to fight others. That other shifts from here to there. The best way of looking at it is George Orwell's story. Sometimes this is the enemy, sometimes that is the enemy. Because we need that fight. Because there should be them, then there is us. We doesn't give place to them and us. And that's the point. Here, Rumi is explaining it, that let's see what's happening. This dragon became born. Okay, he started to go around. First victim of this dragon should be the snake catcher. First of all, he did that because the snake catcher was that high judge. A guy who was looking around for something to show off and make money. He was not looking for something beautiful, was he? He was not looking for his little sheep like Moses was going around, was he? He was looking for a serpent to bring and make a show. And he did. And he was quite satisfied when the show was quite big, wasn't it? So he is the first victim. When my ego inflates, I'm the first victim. Of course, the surrounding people, they suffer. But I am the loser one. Yes?
It wound and fastened itself on a pillar and crunched the bones of the devoured man.
Means what? Did he need to say the way he kills it? Yes. First of all, do you remember we talked about the pillar? Beginning of the book, everything for us is based on one pillar. And that's a beauty, period. We know nothing else, honestly, right? Then the pillar. Here, the dragon, after swallowing this fellow, will turn around the pillar to grab the basic element and meanwhile breaking all the bones in this fella. Means the dragon will attack the standing system. In the guy will break all the bones and will do it around a pillar, because the dragon will go for the foundation, will go for that weak point. Yes?
The dragon is thy sensual soul. How is it dead? It is frozen by grief and lack of means.
I don't know how you change that. The word is quite clear. I read the Persian for you. Nafs is that house. The ego, nafs, is that dragon. And that dragon is not dead. If you look at that dragon and you will see a little bit of slowish, sleepish dragon, because there is no instrument around, that's all. This is the highlight. This is where the story focal point is. Yes.
The dragon is by nafs. How is it dead? It is frozen by grief and lack of means. If it obtained the means of Pharaoh, by whose command the water of the river would flow, then it will begin to act like Pharaoh and will waylay 100 Moses and Aaron. That dragon...
Now, did he get it? This is so precise. An explanation is so obvious. You say, the ego in you is the dragon and it's not there. And if you see a little bit being upset, being absolutely depressed, if you it looks depressed to you because the sorrow is there and the instrument is not available. If you give him the instrument, like what? Like this Pharaoh who will tell the river go like that, it will go like that. Means, if it happens just the way you do here, how your ego will organize you. First of all, your ego will lead the knowledge in you. The flow of knowledge in paradise is constant because it's the order of God. The flow of the rivers in Egypt belongs to Pharaoh. Pharaoh will say, knowledge should go this way. If you are given that instrument, imagine what will happen to you. That suddenly your dragon will wake up. You don't have that instrument, period. If the instrument is there, the dragon will wake up and he didn't say the dragon will eat you. He didn't say the dragon will eat everyone. He didn't say dragon is bad. He said your dragon will cut the way of Moses and Harun, these two brothers, which are representing what? We. Remember, these are two to be we. That one is Pharaoh to be I, right? He will say, this dragon will cut off the path of those two. Yes?
The dragon, under stress of poverty, is a little worm. A gnat is made a falcon by power and riches. Keep the dragon in the snow of separation. Beware. Do not carry it into the sun of Iraq.
Okay, this is the last highlight, and it should be corrected a little bit because translation was a little bit silly. He said, keep the dragon in the snow of separation. What we are talking is the snow of Firaq. Do you remember Firaq not being there, the difference between here and there, my distance to beloved. That's the snow. Means if you concentrate always on this distance of me not being there yet, this is the snow that keeps your ego cool. The thing that will provoke your ego is that claim that I know. I'm there, I'm with God, I'm joined, all of that. Is it? Remember your distance? By that, you could keep your dragon cold. Yes?
As long as the dragon of thine remains frozen, thou art a mouthful for it. When it gains release, mortify it, and becomes safe from death. Have no mercy. It is not one of them that deserve favors.
This is the only part of you that doesn't need and doesn't deserve any favor from you. So, do what? Do what to your ego? Here is it. Mortify it and become safe from. Yes, you could say that. Because by accident, the word has that meaning as well. But the word is a term. A term is in chess playing. In chess playing, when you lose, what is it?